16 minutes away from 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. I'm Bill Small here on the KGGF Morning Showgram. And we're joined on the phone by the Chief of Police in Independence, Kansas, Jerry Harrison. How are you this morning, Chief?
Doing good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You guys have been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest up there lately.
Yeah, we have. We've got plenty of things to keep us hopping.
Do you have any news you can share with us? I know the whole talking about ongoing investigations, but any leads on getting you closer to the guy who's been accused of attempted murder?
No, we don't have any updates on that just yet. The investigation, of course, is ongoing, and we're putting together information as it comes in and running those leads down as we get them.
Well, hopefully folks will, somebody's going to know where that guy is, and hopefully they'll get in touch with you folks, and we can bring this thing to a safe and successful conclusion. Now, we were scheduled to talk a few weeks ago about the National Police Week. Now, that was the May 15th through the May 21st segment, but you had some thoughts about the importance of National Police Week, right?
I did, and I appreciate you taking a rain check on that.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, so, you know, we are a little bit late talking about it, but I think it's important and it's worth talking about. National Police Week ran this year from May 15th to May 21st, and it's every year on the week that May 15th falls in is when we hold National Police Week, and President Kennedy started the tradition in 1962, and we've been setting that week aside in our profession every year to honor law enforcement officers that died in the line of duty.
Everybody always wants to talk about violent crime, but not enough talk, in your opinion, about violent crime committed against the boys and gals in blue.
Yeah, that's true, and I think, you know, for one week out of the year, I think it's worth talking about, and so I think it's to give a little bit different perspective, we don't talk about this too much. We try to focus on talking about things that serve our community, but out of respect for the sacrifice and commitment that police officers make during the time they're in this career, I think that some things need to be said from the police officer's perspective. And so, you know, we do talk about accountability a lot. We do talk about crime a lot, but what we don't talk about is violent crime against police officers. And so, the National Police Week is a good time of year to talk about that. And so I appreciate you letting us kind of extend that conversation. But yeah, we had 84 officers murdered in the line of duty last year. 458 officers died in the line of duty last year. And Kansas lost 6 officers in 2021. Most of those were from COVID, and one was from a car crash. So, and then, of course, you know, the real tragedy that comes to our minds that hits really close to home is we had 2 officers murdered in the city of Joplin this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that it just drives home that those things do happen. They do happen near us, and they do happen to people that we know. And so, we had Charles C.A. McKinney, who was an Independence police officer that died. He was murdered in the line of duty March 20th of 1920, and we were able to get him recognized for the sacrifice that he made for the citizens of Independence so long ago.
You know, I'm, and like many other people who are listening right now, I'm a veteran. I served almost 9 years in the Navy, and I believe that it takes a special kind of person to put on that uniform every day. And I think that applies even more so to the people who take it upon themselves to keep our streets safe. Like any other profession, you're going to get some bad apples. There are bad store clerks. There are bad radio talk show hosts. And I'm sure that there are some bad police officers. But we do not want to paint an entire sector of our citizenry with the actions of a few bad people, especially when we're talking about folks who put on, like I said, put on that uniform every day. not knowing whether they're going to make it home that night. I was watching, I watch a lot of MeTV, Chief, and I was watching an old episode of Adam 12 the other day. And it was a special episode that they called Elegy for a Pig, and it was narrated by Jack Webb. And it was about the day-to-day life of a police officer who lost his life on duty. And when we go to work every day, I'm not concerned that I'm not going to make it home. You have that concern every day. Everybody who puts on the badge has that concern every day. And we need to keep that in mind when we're talking about police.
Well, and I appreciate those words, and I agree with you. There, you know, there are moments on occasion, and even in the low independence, where we go on calls, and you know, we anticipate that this could be a high risk call, and you know, fortunately, they seem to work out the vast majority of the time. But you know, when you look at the research on police officers, it, 2017 Pew researchers, these aren't police officers, it's the Pew organization.
Right.
Pew researchers determined that police officers are assaulted at a rate over 26 and a half times more than the general population. And I think that's something that, that people don't think about, you know, and, you know, I think that something like 6.5 people out of every 1,000 people inside the city of Independence are, a victim of a violent crime every year. But, you know, if you look at, multiply that times 26 and a half times, and that's the rate at which police officers are victims of violent crime, you know, and when you look at, we talk about use of force a lot, but when you look at use of force and compare it to the rate of assault on police officers are assaulted for every one time that a police officer threatens to use force or uses force, they're assaulted 41 times.
Mm-hmm.
So they're assaulted 41 times higher than the times that they threaten to use or actually use force. So, you know, it's important that we talk about these numbers. You know, you have these unfortunate uses of force that make the news. Some of them are criminal, and we see officers do get prosecuted. And, you know, to go back to that topic, about 4.5% of every group is responsible for the vast majority of problems for whatever group you want to.
Right, they're the ones. Yeah, they're the ones that get the attention drawn to them.
Yes, and when you look at the research in criminology and sociology, you see that over and over again, and that number holds true. About 4.5 out of every 100 police officers should not be a police officer, and so we work really hard to get those people out of our profession. But you know, it's really important that we put some perspective to that conversation. And so one of the ways that I do that is by just looking at the numbers. And you know, in 2018, police had about 61.5 million citizen contacts, and that's about one out of every four U.S. citizens over the age of 16, or persons in the U.S. over the age of 16. And this is the Bureau of Justice statistics.
Right. Well, I know I've seen the flashing blue lights in my rearview mirror more than once.
Yeah, so about one out of every four people over the age of 16 in the U.S. was contacted by a police officer in 2018. Nationwide, 20 out of every 1,000 people were threatened with or had actual force used on them in 2018. So, you know, when you look at the actual numbers, we have far more contacts that go well than don't go well. And those that don't go well are, the vast majority of the time, follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
Locally, we have about 16,000 calls for service every year, give or take. And we use force about 1.36 times per 1,000 calls. So you can carry that number out. We're, you know, we're probably using force somewhere between 20 and 30 times a year, generally speaking. So, you know, when you look at that number and compare it to that nationwide number, I think that demonstrates that the Independent Police Department is responsible with that use of force decision and are justified in the actions that they take.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm lucky to have been raised by a very, very good man. And my father taught us boys, especially, that when we were kids, if you're pulled over by the police, that guy is worried about getting home tonight. So don't give him any reason to be afraid of you. Keep your hands on the wheel. Deal in a polite, pleasant, if possible, but professional manner. If you have to go to your glove box to get your license and registration and stuff like that, let the officer know that's what you're doing and move your hands slowly. No sudden furtive movements. And then everybody's going to go away from the experience with no tragedy occurring.
And I think that that is good advice, kindness and respect by both sides goes a long way. You know, we have standards that we expect our officers to adhere to, and when they don't, we address it. And we try to give very clear instructions to people whenever we come into contact with them and tell them what we expect from them so that everybody does stay safe.
Yeah, just do what you're told.
Yes, and I think that's reasonable. And,
yeah.
And there is a very small percentage of the population out there that is not always easy to deal with. And, you know, we try to train and prepare for that as
yeah.
well.
Well, we got to wrap this. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to wrap things up, I would appreciate that, I appreciate the support that we get here, and, there's a lot of places across the country that don't get the support that we get here in Kansas and across small-town America, and I'm very grateful, and I have no desire to serve in anywhere different.
Well, Chief, we appreciate you, too. And I like to think of us here in the media as your partners in law enforcement. I feel it's important for us to get the word out about what you all are actually up to. And it's also important for you guys to give us information as much as you can when you can. And so I think our little conversations like this go a long way toward bridging any problems in communication. We'll talk to you again next month. How's that?
All right, you guys have a great day, and appreciate your time.
Oh, definitely. Chief Jerry Harrison from the Independence Police Department spending a little time with us this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.